Blog Talk Radio.
There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A holler stirring up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy or maybe even strange, but praise is the way I say things. Sometimes I just get so bubbly on the inside, I just wanna holler it out, come on.
There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself.
A holler,
holler, stirring up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy or maybe even strange.
Hallelujah.
Praise is the way I say things.
Now this is what I want you to do with that praise. Let it breathe.
Let it
Nuhanduru kandulu sara tandehi de la bukuru sandere hindi. Father, we thank you. We thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you for this another opportunity, Father, to be right here in your presence. We thank you, Father God, that you have made us this brand new day. We thank you, Father God, that in this brand new day, we shall rejoice and be so glad, because you are so good and you're so worthy to be praised. We just want to say thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning, hallelujah, and keeping us safe from all those dangers that we could not see as we slept last night. We thank you, Father God, that in this brand new day that you have given us joy, you have given us love, and you have given us your peace. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for it all. We decree and we declare that we need you, Lord. And we thank you that you are always near to us. We thank you, Father God, that when we call on you, that you answer our prayers. We thank you, Father God, that we can roll all of our cares over onto you, no matter what it is, Father. We thank you that we can trust in you, Lord, with all of our hearts. And we thank you, Lord, that when those things that we do not understand, that we can throw it all over on you and lean not to our own understanding. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you have given us all things pertaining to life and godliness through Christ Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that all these things that you have given unto us are in that place of abundance, overflowing with every single provision, every single thing. Father, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Father, we can't say thank you enough for all that you are doing right now, but we just want to try anyway. We're going to say thank you for all that you have done. Thank you for all of your goodness that you showed us here, Father. You did it in our lives, Father God, and we just want to say thank you. When we were in darkness, you called us over here to your light. And we thank you, thank you, thank you. When we were dwelling in sin, Father God, you have cleaned us up. Hallelujah. You have taken us out of sin, hallelujah, and placed us over here in your holiness, in your wholeness, in your goodness. You have given us salvation, and we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you for being the head of our lives. When we find ourselves going to that place where we just don't know what to do, we thank you that you being the head of our life, you show us that in you, through you, we're able to do all things. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that when we find ourselves in that place where worry shows up in our life, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you said that peace that you leave unto us, peace that you give, the world did not give, neither can the world take away. And we just want to say thank you for your peace. Thank you, Lord Jesus, when we find ourselves in these situations to where we know that we are in the wrong, and we find ourselves in that place of being ashamed. We find ourselves in that place of being guilty. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have forgiven us for all those things that we have entered into, all those ungodliness that we have entered into. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that this forgiveness is not just for one-time occurrence. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that when you forgive, hallelujah, you forgive us for the things that we're in right now. You forgave us for those things that we have already done. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you even forgive us for those things that we may enter into tomorrow. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your forgiveness is everlasting and everlasting. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, We thank you for showing so much mercy. We thank you for showing so much grace. Hallelujah. All this mercy and grace and goodness, you said it shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We decree and declare, Lord, that your word, that it dwells inside of us, hallelujah. And every single word that you speak to us, it sustains us in the name of Jesus. It settles us in the name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Holy Ghost, that you bring your word back to our remembrance, hallelujah, in those times of need. Our life is a life of thanksgiving. Our life is a life of depending on you. Our life is a life of living in your comfort. Our life is a reflection of who you are. You are our God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you love us so much that you gave your life for us. You gave your life, Lord Jesus, that we may have life, but not just any kind of life, an abundant life. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We decree and we declare that no weapons formed against us shall prosper. And every single tongue that rises up against us in judgment, Lord, we shall show to be in the wrong. Because your word, it lives in us, and your word says, great is the peace of my children, for they are taught of the Lord. And we thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for teaching us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have your word to put on each and every day. Your word says, put on the whole armor of God to stand against the tricks of the devil. We know that the devil has many devices, many plans and many schemes to try to cause us to fall from grace. But we know who we are. We are yours and you are ours and we are one. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we put on your whole armor each and every day. We put on the helmet of salvation to remind us that those things that try to enter into our minds, we have been delivered. We have been set free. We are, hallelujah, in your salvation, and we are all right, hallelujah. We put on the breastplate of righteousness. Every single time that something tried to enter into our heart to cause us to have hard-heartedness, to cause us to have ill feeling, to cause us to be down and out, we put on the breastplate of righteousness, knowing that your righteousness, it lives on the inside of us. We are filled with your fruit, hallelujah. We are filled with your spirit. Righteousness is on the inside of us, and we are filled with love and peace and joy, forgiveness and holiness, sanctification, peace, hallelujah. We are filled with it, patience. We are filled with it, soundness. We are filled with it. We are overflowing in it, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. Those things that try to come out of our mouth, hallelujah. Those words that try to come up. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we walk in the preparation of the gospel. Hallelujah. Your words shall continually be in our mouth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Father, because you first loved us. And this same love that you gave unto us, this is how we love our brothers and our sisters. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you didn't just bless us, hallelujah, but you blessed our children, you blessed our ministries, you blessed our homes, you blessed our neighborhoods, you blessed every single thing that our hands touch, hallelujah. Your anointing, it is all over us, is in us. And you said it, Father God, and we believed it. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that even right now, you are sitting on the right hand of God the Father Almighty, interceding for us, hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that those things that you're speaking about on our behalf, that they are coming to pass right now. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we see your goodness. right here in the land of the living, then we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And because you have already done it all, hallelujah, and there's nothing else for us to do but just believe it and receive it. We're going to give you joy, hallelujah. We're going to rejoice in the Lord, hallelujah. We're going to give you praise, hallelujah. We're going to just say thank you, thank you, thank you. Because that's all that you have left for us to do is to give you thanks. We thank you, Lord Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Have your way, Holy Spirit, into every single heart today, in every single mind today, in every single home today. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let every single word of our mouth and every single meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight. For you are our strength. And you are our Redeemer. And we just want to say thank you. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over all that we prayed about today. And we say that it is so. It is in your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray. And the whole church do say amen and amen again. Come on, let's give God some glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Roshande heke. Rukababa shande hera lobo kora rabanda sa shalabande. Rucha masa taka larabande de hinde hit shatarabanda. We thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is so good. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be so exceedingly glad in it because God has just been so good to us. Well, welcome, 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 welcome everyone here to Sunday service this afternoon, this 2 p.m. hour. We just want to welcome every single one here that came to Sunday service here. Every single one of our brothers and sisters here in Texas, welcome. Welcome here to Sunday service. You could have been anywhere. We are so honored for you to be right here with us in the presence of the Lord, helping us to lift up the name of Jesus. I don't know if there is a better place, there is not a better place than you can be than being in the presence of the Lord. So welcome, welcome, welcome here, all of our brothers and sisters, families and friends here in Texas and all the surrounding areas, Houston, Texas, Dallas, Texas. Welcome here to Sunday service. Every single one of our brothers and sisters, family members and friends in Louisiana, we welcome you. Thank y'all for showing up to church. Thank y'all for helping us. Thank y'all for loving us. You know, God is really doing a new thing in the life of the believers, of his believers. This year, we are expecting to see the goodness of the Lord, you know, show up in our lives. We just want to say thank y'all, each and every one of y'all there in Louisiana. All of our brothers and sisters, family members and friends in New York, Uncle Joel and Aunt Beatrice, and all other family members and friends that are there in New York, welcome here to Sunday service. We love y'all so much. We know that y'all are in a different time zone than what we're in, but you did not find it robbery not to come to church. So we just want to say welcome to each and every one of you. Minister Learn Green, he is there. He and his family members and friends are there in Illinois, in Chicago, Illinois, and all those areas. Welcome, welcome, welcome here to Sunday service. We love y'all so much. You know, this is just such a beautiful day, such a glorious day that God has made for us. So welcome, welcome, welcome each and everyone. Every single one that's online. If you're online right now, I know there are a lot of believers. You know, maybe you can't call in, but you do. Log in online. So God bless you. God bless you. May God keep you welcome. Welcome, welcome here to Sunday service, wherever you are, wherever you are, whether you be at work. Some are at work and they still have the earpiece in and they still, you know, y'all still come to church to listen to the word. So welcome to each and every one of you. We are the Gospel Public Ministry here in Houston, Texas. I am Pastor Dorsey Manning. I'm standing with my wife, Apostle Tawanika Manning. And we just want to welcome you, welcome you, welcome you. If this is your first time here in Sunday service, we would like for you to press one. We'd like for you to press one. Let us know who you are, where you're from. If there is something that you want to pray about, something that you want to bring to the altar, you know, this is the time. God has set this time, this moment here aside for us to come to him to bring these things to the altar. You know, we get to pray. We get to pray about every single thing, you know, and all those things that we pray about, we know when we bring them over to God, you know, these things are done. You know, we take it out of our hands and we put it in God's hand. And I can't afford to have anything in my hands when God has his hands there for me to put it in. So this is that time to bring those things in prayer. If you have something you want to pray about, amen. People are still coming into church. Welcome, welcome, welcome here to Sunday service. This 2 p.m. hour, we will, Uncle Joel is here. Amen. Uncle Joel, I love you so much. We'll have a song selection here. Usually Uncle Joel, he has a song in his heart, so I'll bring him on here. Uncle Joel, welcome, welcome.
Good afternoon. I'm so glad to be back with y'all. You know, God is a good God. He's an everlasting, on-time God. All you got to do is just ask him. If you ask him, he will give you what you want. He might not give it to you when you want it, but he's going to be on time with it. You know, and I'd just like to thank y'all so much for the prayers for my family. We, you know, we had the homegoing service for my sister-in-law, which I love so dearly because I've been knowing her for 55 years. She went on to be with God, and my wife, and which she was my niece, she lost her niece too. And, you know, God just, he's showing us something. He's telling us something, you know, that we better get it right because he give you time to get it right. So you need to get it right today because we don't know when he's going to come, but we know he's coming just as sure as we live it. I just thank you so much for all y'all prayers and just continue to pray. And I just got to say this. My nephew that was on hospice for all this time, they gave him 3 months to live. He'd been here almost 10 months now. About 10 Amen. Months, and I want you to know they removed hostage from him. He is singing. He's talking on the phone. He's doing a lot. You can't tell me you can't be God-given. God is a good, good God. God, your prayer, God answer prayer. It made me so happy to know that he was doing so good. He sang a song to me. He sung some of the song to me, but Lord, I want you to help me. That's the song that he was singing. And one Sunday I'm going to sing that song because I know. But what I'm going to do today, I'm going to do this song, you know, and I know some of the family that listen, you know, that will listen over the last Sunday, you know, I'm just going to sing this song. But y'all just continue to pray, and I know God is a good God. There's a song out on the ocean, and it's moving this way. If your soul is not anchored with Jesus, you will surely drift away. Well, there's a storm out on the ocean, and is moving this way. If your soul is not anchored with Jesus, you will surely drift away. Drift away, Lord. Drift away, Lord. You will surely drift away. If your soul is not anchored to Jesus, well, you will surely drift away. There's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this way. If your soul is not anchored to Jesus, you will surely, I know you will surely, I believe you will surely away, drift away, Lord. Drift away, Lord, you will surely drift away. If your soul is not anchored with Jesus, well, you will surely drift away. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you so much, Uncle Joe. I tell you what. I am just so filled with joy. I thank you for your praise report. You have been so faithful, you know, here in the church. And God, you know, he honors that. You know, I thank you for the report that you give back about my cousin there, my cousin, Tony Washington.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You're right about that. You know, God answers prayers. You know, we will not stop praying. We will not stop praying. To hear a praise report like that, okay, they took him off of the hospice.
Yes.
You know, everybody
yes,
don't get a chance to give that praise report. God answers prayers, church.
Yeah. Yes, he do.
God
Amen.
Answers
yes,
prayers.
Do.
God answers
yeah.
prayer. So, yeah. Like I said, we thank you so much. We looking forward we'll be looking forward here, you know, to other praise reports from other family members and friends. But I'm just here to tell you right now, church, here to tell you, church, right now, that don't stop praying for your brothers, your sisters, your family members and friends. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. You keep on praying. Keep on praying.
Amen.
God bless you. And may God keep you there, Uncle Joe.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Right now, you know, God is, he is so good. God is so good. Right now, we'll have a song selection, and we'll be right back here with the Preach Word. I'll be delivering a message here today. We'll have a song, and then we'll be right back. So stay right there.
Down, and I know he's mine. down in my soul.
Day after day, He's more. Day after day. Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him and immediately the boy was cured.
Amen, amen. We have made it to the message, part of Sunday service, this 2 p.m. hour. I'm so honored to be right here with each and every one of you. All honor and glory goes to God, my Father, and Jesus Christ, the Lord of my life, and the Holy Spirit who leads me and guides me in every single thing and out of every single thing. I pray that each and every one of you are able to receive God's word here today. You know, today is such a beautiful day. So today, Apostle Tawanika, she's on a spiritual assignment. So it'll just be me here with you this afternoon, and me and the Lord. Amen. So I believe that it's all going to go according to schedule, just like God has for it to go. Before we enter into anything, before we do anything, let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for every single word that you are here to speak today. We thank you, Father God, that your word, we pray that it goes forth and that it do what you call for it to do, that it blesses the life of the believers, that it change the hearts of the non-believers, that it lifts up the spirit man inside of each and every one of us. We pray that your word, that it gives us hope, that your word, that it brings about joy. We pray that your word, Father God, that it just overtakes us, Father, that we may go in the direction that you would have for us to go, in Jesus' name. Be every single word that proceeds out of my mouth, be every single thought that enter into my mind and enter into my heart, unclean thoughts and unclean spirits, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus. And we say you go in Jesus' name, for you're not welcome here. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray, and the whole church do say amen, amen again. If you have your Bibles, church, I would like for you to go with me over here to the book of Jeremiah. Let's start over here in Jeremiah. I'll be reading from the King James Version. First, Jeremiah 29, verses 11. I'll read this from the King James Version, and then I'll read from the New International Version, the NIV. First, the King James Version, then the NIV. Let's go to Jeremiah 29. Jeremiah 29 and 11. Hallelujah. Give me a second here. Jeremiah. Okay. Jeremiah 29. Here we are, yeah. Jeremiah 29 and verses 11 from the King James Version. I titled this word today, Expecting to See That Early in the Morning. Hallelujah. Expecting to see that early in the morning. See, a lot of us grew up in the church, and a lot of us, you know, our parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles, cousins, you know, we grew up in the house of the Lord. I can say that. Thank you, Lord. We grew up in the house of the Lord, and we know the word of God. We have heard the word of God. We have seen the word of God show up in our lives, in the lives of our family members and friends. Uh-huh. We have been in situations in our lives. I mean, we have experienced life, and a lot of the life that we experienced, you know, have been so filled with joy in some of the life, you know, that we have lived, have been filled with a lot of torment and, you know, despair, and a lot of things have shown up. But because of our roots, because of who we are, who we come from, you know, we have learned, have grown to know that to have an expectancy, you know, to expect something to happen, to expect something to show up in your life. And that's where we get that from. Expecting to see early in the morning. We used to say here, you know, weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Amen. How many know that there is a morning? There is light after the darkness. Amen. There is light after the dark, after darkness. Well, let's read here Jeremiah before we go any further. I can go on and on. Let's read Jeremiah 29 and verses 11. From the King James Version first. It reads here, For I know the thoughts I think towards you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Amen. So the prophet, Jeremiah, the prophet, you know, he's writing this letter here to those who were captive. You know, I'm going to read the whole story. You know, he's writing a letter to the captives here. And, you know, because he is a prophet, you know, he is prophesying, you know, what the Lord is saying right here. You know, we're reading this word right here. This is Jeremiah. He's saying what the Lord says. He said, I know the thoughts that I have towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Now, for clarity, let's go over here to the same place, but I'm going to read this from the NIV, the New International Version. Let's read that. Let's read and read what that says. This reads here, for I know the plans that I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Hallelujah. Expecting to see that early in the morning. See, we who are in the body of Christ, and even those who are not in the body of Christ, you know, when you know or when you hear what the Lord says, see, we need to come to a place of understanding that God has a plan and a purpose for our lives. See, though we may face some trials, though we may have to suffer for a little while, though we may have to go through some things that's in our life, we have to come to the realization that God has a plan and a purpose for our lives. And here it is, right here, what his word says here in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. God himself, he spoke this through his prophet Jeremiah, saying, I have a plan to prosper you, not to harm you, a plan to give you a hope and a future. See, it's up to us to have our ears open. Amen. It's up to us to have our eyes being enlightened of what God says, our ears open, our heart expecting to receive. See, it's up to us to know God's plan. See, God has a plan and a purpose for us. It's up for us to come into a place of agreeing with God's plan and not agreeing with what those things that we're facing right now, and not just settling to just stay right there where we are. It's for us to be just as God intended for us to be. Amen. So what is God's plan for you? Do you know what God's plan is for you? See, we who are in the body of Christ, many of us who grown up, you know, we were raised up in the church, you know, we know what God plans for us. We have read the word, we have heard the word, it has been preached to us, prophets have come of God, have placed teachers in our life, God have given us mothers and fathers and uncles and aunts and whoever God have chosen, you know, to bring us the word of God, to let us know that God is with us, that God is near us, that those things that you're facing right now, you know, you don't have to worry about these things because God is there. He is on your side, and he have a plan and a purpose for your life. So do you know the plan, church? What is the plan for your life? See, the answer is that believe in the one that he sent. Amen. See, God's plan for your life is for you to believe in the one that he sent, Jesus Christ. That's God's plan for you. Plan for you is for God to prosper you and not for him to harm you. See, the answer is for you to understand God's plan. God planned it for you to eat the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord. God's plan for you is to give you a hope and a future. It's God's plan for you, church, for you to receive God's word. It's God's plan for you, church, for you to receive the Holy Ghost, to be your source until he come again to receive you. See, that's the answer. So you need to understand to know God's plan. See, though we may face trials, though we may face tribulation, see, what I'm saying is, though we may be in a place of where sickness have touched our body, that's not God's plan. See, it was never God's plan for us to be harmed. That's what his word says. Amen. It was never God's plan for us to be sick and die. That was never God's plan. That doesn't mean that harm won't come near us or come to us. That sickness, that we won't get sick sometime. But see, when you understand the word of God, see, it's God's plan for you to know the word of God, because when these things happen, you see, these things, they will happen sometimes. But it's God's plan for you to know his word, so when these things happen, you will know what to do. See, every single time that you may face a trial in your life where sickness shows up, see, we need to be rooted and grounded in the word of God and know God's word. Because for sickness, there is health. Hallelujah. And for where health is, we know that there is healing. And where healing is, we know that God have healed us by the stripes of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So we say, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, I have been healed already in the name of Jesus. See, we don't just hold on or stay right there in that place of being sick. We don't just stay right there in that place of being broke down and stay in that place of worry. See, where there's worry, see, we need to understand that where worry is, there's rest. Resting in the finished works of Jesus Christ, knowing that Jesus Christ have already won the battle, knowing that Jesus Christ have already defeated Satan on the cross. See, we need to know that when you enter into worry, see, that's that place where you need to step back and remember of what God have already done. See, he is a finished work already. Hallelujah. See, we are expecting to see that early in the morning. See, we may have to go through some darkness every now and again. That was not God's plan. That was not God's plan for us to go through darkness. For what darkness is, we need to understand that there is the light. Jesus Christ is the light. Do we understand that when you see the things show up in your life that is not of God, God have given you a way out? I'm expecting to see that early in the morning. Hallelujah. Do you know the plan that God has for your life? Yeah, we need to understand this, church. Jeremiah chapter 29 and 11. I was reading this, and God was giving me some revelation of what's going on in our lives. We need to understand that things are going to go on in our lives, but God's plan is to give us a hope in a future in Christ Jesus. Amen. I thank God that before I even was born into this world, he had already had a plan for me. I thank God that before I was even 1 or 2 years old, God had already knew that this day was going to come, that I'll be delivering this word, his word that's on the inside of me. See, I thank God that he knew that before I can get right here, see, I had to go through something first. See, God knew that that was his plan the whole time, not for me to stay right there and to die, not for me to stay right there, but it was his plan for me to grow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, I don't know where you are right now. I don't know whatever it is that you're going through right now. I don't even know what you're thinking about right now, but I do know this one thing. I know that God knows all things. He sees all things and he hears all things, and I know that he is right there. And because that I know that God is right there, and where if you and God are in the same presence, and you are having that, that consciousness of knowing that he's right there, then you need to know that he's all right. You need to know that you're going to be all right. You need to know that you're already all right because God is right there. Amen. Amen. Plan. Hallelujah. The word of God tells us over here in Jeremiah 29. We're going to read this from the same thing. We're going to read it from the Message. Let's read this from the Message part of the Bible. See, we need to make sure that we have the word of God working on the inside. See, it's not enough for us to be raised up in the church and, you know, for us to have all the provision that God have made for us, people that have came before us and lived their lives, you know, to a place to where they can just help you to get to where they are already, you know, where they're going. That's not enough for us just to just hear that and then for us just to do nothing. I know that Jesus Christ didn't die for anything. I know that he didn't call each and every one of his disciples, you know, who he made apostles and, you know, to be the leaders of the church, you know, to be thrown in jail, to be beaten and to be stoned to death, you know, all that not for nothing. Even spiritual leaders, you know, right here in our time, I know that God didn't, you know, just put all these ministers and these reverends in our lives, you know, mothers and fathers, you know, that gave their lives, you know, that so we would have a chance just for us to get right here, this place, and do nothing, to do nothing. There's a plan and a purpose for your life, so you need to understand what that plan and that purpose is. See, when you enter into an agreement, what you're saying is that I agree to be in agreement. Hey man, there's no better way to say that. When you enter into an agreement, that means that you agree to be in agreement. See, God has the plan. Yeah, we have plans, but God's plan is to prosper you. I'm not saying that we will never see any prosperity outside of God's plan. Yeah, you will, but we need to understand that that prosperity that we build, or those things that we're thinking about, those things that we plan, these things can come to an end. Amen. People can quit on us, you know, jobs can give out, careers can end, stuff can happen to where, you know, things win. But I thank God that what he plans, it never ends. It never runs out. Hallelujah. See, I'm talking about Jesus. See, there is an everlasting love that God has for us, and we have to understand what that love is or who that love is, and that love is Jesus Christ. Let's read this here from the Message, Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11. We may even read all the way to 19. Let's read this from the Message version of the Bible. This reads here, it's God speaking. I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out. Plans to take care of you, not abandon you. Amen. Plans to give you the future you hope for. When you call on me, when you come and pray to me, I listen. When you come looking for me, you'll find me. Yes. When you get serious about finding me and wanting more than anything else, I'll make sure you won't be disappointed. This is what God decrees. This is what God says. I'll turn things around for you. Amen. I'll bring you back from all the countries in which I have driven you, God says, bringing you home to the place from which I sent you off to exile. You can count on it. But right now, listen to this. Because right now, because you've taken up with the new fangling prophets, who set themselves up as Babylonian specialists, sending the word of God. Set them up as Babylonian specialists, spreading the word of God. God sent them just for us. Let's put a period right there. So we need to understand that why we are going through the things that we're going through right now. See, we need to understand that Jesus Christ is a finished work. God had already done the work. As a matter of fact, Jesus Christ is sitting in rest right now. See, he's sitting on the right hand of God right now. He's sitting on the right hand of God right now. He's sitting in honor, most high. He's the most high, sitting in honor. See, he's sitting right there in rest. That means that he did it already. That means it's already done. But see, these things that we're going through in our life is not because of God don't love you. It's not because that we're waiting on God to do it. See, we are in these places right now because, see, we need to come to an understanding that we have to come to an end of self. I'm going to say that again. See, we have to come to an understanding that we need to come to an end of self. See, when you come to an end of self, depending on self, depending on the worldly things, depending on the things that the world has to offer, depending on money, depending on the wisdom and the knowledge of people that are here in this world, just depending on anything. So we need to come to that understanding, the reason why that we are going through the things that we're going through is because of who we have lended our ears to, who we are giving over our attention to, whose presence that we are always in the presence of, all of the news that we've been filling up on. See, the word of God have already been established. The word of God is forever established in heaven. But let me ask you something, church. Let me ask you this right here question. When did we stop praying? Hallelujah. When did you stop decreeing what God said? Because the moment and the time or whenever that is when you stop decreeing, when you start listening to something else, when you start going after another plan, or when you start living your life like you want to live your life and you say it is yours and I'm going to live it how I want to live it. See, because whenever that day is, it's not that God turned his back on you. It's because of you have made a decision to turn away from God. And that is the truth. And when you come from underneath of God's protection, I mean that when you stop listening to him, when you stop following him and you start following other prophets, or you start following other, or you start reading and going into other doctrines, when you start being in the presence of the ungodly, so you know that things are going to happen. I know that. Well, no, I didn't make the decision to do that. See, you need to understand that this is a spiritual life that we're living. See, physically, you may not be able to see those men or those women or those things. You may not physically be able to see what they're doing, but you need to understand that we are spirit beings. And being a spirit being, that means that we are following someone, that we're being just like somebody. We're being conformed to a spirit. See, because we are spirit, then we need to understand that first things happen to us spiritually. See, we open up the doors for sickness and diseases to come in and to affect our bodies. We open it up. When we open up our minds and open up our hearts to agree with the gossip or the lies and the deceitfulness of this world, you need to understand that you're giving over power, you're giving over authority, you're giving over yourself to enter into these things that God never planned for you. Hallelujah. God said, I have a plan to prosper you. I have a plan to give you a hope in the future. But see, you have to be able to believe in the one that I sent. Hallelujah. See, you have to be able to know this church,
because there will be some of us that we will face some things, and you know, we may get into that place of thinking that is over, and then we will remember the word of God. See, the word of God has to be on the inside of you first for you all to be able to trust it and believe it. Amen. Because when you allow the word of God to enter in on the inside, see, when these times come in your life where you're facing these trials and tribulations, see, this is that time where you allow the word of God to move through you and on your behalf to work it all out for you. When you open up your mouth and say what God said. Amen. Amen. See, we need to understand that this life that we live, is we expect to see that early in the morning, but there's something for us to do. See, while we are going through, we need to understand that those who live godly shall face persecution. That means that those who are in Christ, we shall suffer with Christ. But I'm here to tell you that Christ is not suffering anymore. Hallelujah. See, we serve a resurrected God. We have a Savior that has been resurrected by the Holy Ghost, the same Holy Ghost that lives in many of us, each and every one of you. But when will we make the decision to trust in what the Holy Ghost is telling us? See, we'll stay in these places for a long time and not even realize that these things we're going through have an expiration. See, the Holy Ghost is here for a reason, church. See, this is how we see that early in the morning. God is not a man that he shall lie. See, God is spirit. See, the Spirit of God has provided for all of our needs. So that means that God is our source. Do you trust in God in every single thing? I mean, let's be honest. We trust in God in a lot of things and most things. But see, God is planned for us to trust in Jesus, to go to Jesus. So that means that those things that we haven't given over to God, though we may be going through some suffering right now, it's still God's plan. See, God's plan won't change. See, God's word, it won't change. God's word is designed for us to change. Hallelujah. So because we understand that God is a spirit and we understand that we are spirit, we are his and he is ours, then we need to understand, you know, where the change comes in at. See, he is here to lead us. God is here to speak to us. He is here to set us up for favor, give us the advantage, give us chance after chance. The work is finished. But see, that's not just enough for us to know that, church. See, in order for us to see that early in the morning, we have to understand that who we are. See, we are word people. See, that's the secret. That's the secret. Don't just be a person that grew up in the church and heard the word. Don't just be a person that reads the word. See, let's get a revelation of who God is. See, it's God's plan for us to have a relationship with him, an undeniable, an unending relationship with him each and every day. But the secret is that you need to know that you are a word person. We are word people. That means we have what we say. We are word people. We have what we say. And because we have what we say, we need to understand that when we do face these things that we should use the word of God. That's why God gives us the word, his word. When did we, church, stop decreeing and declaring Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Hallelujah. When did we stop decreeing and declaring Psalms 91? For God is my shelter. The Lord, you are my fortress. You are my secret place. that I dwell in. When did we stop decreeing? When did we stop declaring that, God, you are my peace, you are my joy, you are my salvation, you are my light? See, when these things show up in your life, see, we got the word of God on the inside, but see, we won't open up our mouth and use the word of God. See, the Bible tells us over here in Isaiah, says, the redeemed of the Lord say so. So let the redeemed of the Lord say so, church. Hallelujah. See, I'm expecting to see that early in the morning. See, that early in the morning, hallelujah, me knowing that I trust in God in every single thing that I face. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go over here to Proverbs. My Lord, help us, Lord. Help us in every single area of our life. Let's go over here to Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 3 in verses, verses 1. It says, my son, forget not my law. Let not thine heart forget my commandments. It says to keep my commandments. It said, for length of days and long life and peace shall be added unto thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck and write them on the tables of thy heart. Hallelujah. Do we understand what's being spoken right here? What he's saying is that his law, so you need to understand, you know, that the word of God, he said, you know, write them on the tables of your heart. When you end up in these times, you know, when we're in trouble, we should have the word of God flowing out of our mouths. The word of God should flow out of our mouths. Amen. 4 says, so shall I find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. How many people are looking for favor right now? What is it that you're facing right now? You're looking for favor. You're looking for favor. You're searching for understanding. How many of us are facing that right now? Well, the truth is that, see, you first have to get the word of God on the inside and believe it and read it and be a doer of it. See, that's the truth. See, we just can't expect for things just show up and we ain't called it, or we hadn't taken it and loosened it. So you have to use whatever it is on the inside. We are free moral agents to do whatever it is that we desire to do. See, that means that we have a choice. So you have a choice if you're going to stay right there in that thing, or you're going to move on and grow in the Lord and know that God have already, you know, done the work, and you make that choice. That's what I'm trying to say. You make that choice. You're expecting to see that early in the morning. Let's go over here to, hallelujah. Let's go over here to John. John chapter 18. Amen. Hallelujah. John chapter 18. 18 and verses 6. 18. John chapter 18 and 6, it reads here. As soon then as they had said unto them, I am he, they went backwards and they fell to the ground. 7. Then asked him again, whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. 8. And Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. If they therefore seek me, let them go their way. Do you understand that who God is in your life? He said that I am. You see, we need to understand that God is the great I am. And because the great I am, that he lives on the inside of you, you need to understand this, church, that God is there to help you in every single thing that you may face in your life. See, I'm looking to see. I'm expecting to see that early in the morning. But a lot of us, we lose hope. We lose hope. The reason why we lose hope, because we stop praying. The reason why we lose hope, because not only do we stop praying, but we stop believing in the very word that has been preached to us all of our lives, or most of our lives, and we just go in the direction that we want to go. Hallelujah. But I thank God that he gives me another chance. Chance after chance. Another chance after another chance. Each and every day. New mercy and new grace every single day. Don't you know that God loves you so much that he'll give you another chance and another chance and another chance? He know where you are right now. God know what's going on in your life. If you're hurting right now, you think God don't know, he know it. I believe that God wants to see what are you going to do. I believe that because there's so many places in the word of God where it says, by your faith, you have been made whole. Hallelujah. By your faith in what? By your faith in God, by your faith in Jesus Christ, by your faith in his word. So God wants to know if you're going to use his word, why would he give you his word for you not to use his word? See, that's power. That's power, church. I believe that. Let's go over here, too. See, all this, what I'm doing right now, is I'm telling you what it is that I know, but I'm not just telling you because I made it up. See, I'm taking you to the word of God. See, I'm taking you to places. See, that's what God wants us to do. God wants us to be able to go get it out the word. Go get it. He wants us to be able to open up the Bible and go get it. God wants us to be able to open up our hearts and go get it. God wants us to be able to open up to him. God wants us to trust in Jesus. He wants us to go to the Lord. That's what he wants us to do. I've given you a savior, he says. It's his plan to prosper us. Let's go over here to Galatians chapter 5. We should be so full of the word of God that nothing else has no place to dwell inside of us. Our thoughts should be so wrapped around what God says every single time something is said to us. Every single time that we hear something, the word of God should come out. If it don't line up with the word of God, see, God gives us his power. God gives us his authority to condemn any word that does not line up with what he says, his word. Amen. I said Galatians. I want to show you that what I just said in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. We'll come back to Galatians chapter 5. What I just said, I want to show you that. Galatians chapter 10. Galatians chapter 10 and 4. I'm going to tell you what I just said. I said, God, what I said was, is that every single time something is said, if it don't line up with the word of God, we should be so full of the word, we should say what God says. Listen what the word of God says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verses 4. It says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. 5 reads, casting down imaginations, amen, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ Jesus. My Lord, power. Don't you know that the resurrection power is working on the inside of you? See, you have the word that's in you. See, the word of God is in you, church. But see, you have to use the word of God. See, we facing these things and we saying, Lord, do it, Lord, do it, Lord, do it, God. And he telling you, I've already done it. Take it away, God. Take me out of this thing. He said, no, my grace is sufficient enough. These thoughts that come up in our head that cause us to feel and move into different areas of our life, see, we need to understand that for every single thing that we think about, see, God have already given us an answer. You got to go get it. Go get it. I'm expecting to see that early in the morning. Hallelujah. Now let's go back over here to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5 and, oh, help us, Holy Spirit. Help us right now. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 5 and verses 22. Galatians chapter 5 and 22, it reads here, but the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, 23, meekness, and temperance. See, this is what in you. See, the Word of God is telling you right here. See, this, we need to understand that these are the fruits of the Spirit. See, those of us who have the Holy Ghost on the inside, so we are filled with joy. We're full of it. So anytime that we find ourselves in a place to where we feel like our strength, like we don't have any strength, see, this is where joy, this is where the fruits of the Spirit, see, that's what comes in there. See, when you find yourself weak, I'm just weak. See, we have the joy of the Lord. When you find yourself worrying, see, we need to know that the fruits of the Spirit, that we have the Spirit of peace. When you find yourself, where you become impatient, we need to understand that long-suffering, see, we have patience. We have all this through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. See, this is where this comes into place. We are word people. Amen. I'll say it and I'll say it again. If you don't have the Word of God coming up every single time you face something, then go back. Get yourself back in position to where you can hear from God. Open up your Bible. Come back to church. Come back to church. Turn the TV and the internet and turn all that stuff off and, you know, listen to all these different things that all the world and people say, come back to church. See, this is the place where we were so powerful. This is the place where we prayed, where we worship, when we were coming up, you know, as children in our youth. This is that place to where we were powerful. We were one in spirit. This is that place. Come back. Come back. Call your brothers and your sisters and your family members and friends and get back in that place of Bible study. Come back to Bible study. This is the will of God for your life. How can you prosper when you're not going towards prosperity? So you need to go towards prosperity. See, prosperity is in the Word of God. Amen. I'm looking, or I'm expecting to see that early in the morning. Father, I thank you. I thank you, Father God, for every single word that you have preached to us today. I thank you, Father God, that you have made it known your plan and your purpose for our life. I pray, Father God, that each and every one of us had an anointed heart to receive, an anointed ear to hear. And I pray that this word, Father, that it don't leave us, that it don't leave us after we go our separate ways on this day. I pray that we stay right here in this place and we go tell somebody. That we go tell somebody the very word that you have preached to us today. I plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over us, over the whole church, over our ministries, over our words, over our thoughts, over our bodies, our families. I plead your blood, Christ Jesus. And we say that all is well. All is well with us and our house. We are well because God is well. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen again. God bless each and every one of you. God keep you. I pray that every single one was able to just enjoy this word that came forth today. See, this may not have been one of the ones that make you jump or make you shout. I hope this was a word that caused you to think. Amen. The doors of the church are open. The doors of the church are open. There may be one today. There may be one who heard this word today and, you know, you've been hearing God called. He's been calling your name. He's been calling your name. He's been saying, come to me, come to me. So you're never too old to being born again. You're even never too young to even being born again. But I thank God that he gives us chance after chance after chance after chance. This is your opportunity right now. If you believe that today is your opportunity, you've been putting it off all of your life. You've been going through day from day to day to day to day, dealing with things that God never intended for you to deal with. He never intended for you to do it by yourself. If you want to be born again today, will you press one? Will you press one? This will be the most important thing that you can ever do. Ever do in your living life as a person, as a human. The most important thing you can ever do is being born again. I'm here to witness that. I've been there. I've been there. But one time I thought I had it all figured out. Just to come to a place where every single thing crumbled, like the my legs fell from underneath me. I'm just saying this theoretically, but I'm just saying like every single thing in my life came falling down. And I was in a place of so much brokenness, so much hurt, and so much fear, believing that nobody loves me. I even believed that God didn't love me. But I wasn't saved. See, somebody had to preach that word to me. Somebody had to let me know that, hey, you got the opportunity of being born again. I'm here to tell you, that was the most important thing I could have ever did in my life as a person, being born again. So you had an opportunity. Will you press one? Amen. If you're online, will you call in 845-277-9213? Then press one. You say, Pastor, I want to be born again. I'll help you. I'll help you to pray the prayer of salvation, the most important prayer that you ever pray in your life. Hallelujah. As not being in the body of Christ. Amen. Amen. Will you press one? Anybody in need of prayer? If you're in need of prayer or something, we got some time. If somebody wants to bring something to the altar, see, this is that time to where we pray about those things that we've been holding on to. Amen. I thank you, Uncle Joel, you know, for the praise report. You know, that's so reassuring to know that God answers prayer. You know, I've been praying for my cousin. I've been praying. Uncle Joel, you know, when he told Apostle Talitha and I, you know, what was going on there, you know, we just open up our hearts and we begin to pray. We just wouldn't stop praying. Uncle Joel has been praying. The whole Washington family has been praying. Family members and friends have been praying. We have just been praying and praying and praying. We wouldn't stop praying to hear that, hey, he's up. He's back singing. That report that the doctor said he wouldn't be here, you know, but another month or 2 months, see, God turned that thing around. See, it's not about what people say, it's what God says. See, God has the final say in my life. God answers prayers. Amen. So if you have something that you want to pray about, something that you want to believe God for, will you press one? If you are looking for a church home, do you believe that the gospel public ministry is the perfect place for you to learn? Apostle Tawanika and I, we would love to disciple you. We would love to have an opportunity, you know, to deliver that word to you, you know, to shepherd you in whatever it is, you know, that God would have for us to shepherd. We're only going to do that through the eyes of the Holy Spirit. And we know that there are some that have been with us for the last 3 years. And we thank God for you. And you brought family members and friends. But if there are some that's looking for a church home, and you believe that the gospel of them, if we welcome you with open arms, will you press one? Hallelujah. Everybody all right? Amen.
Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, that we are all right. We thank you, Father God, that you have given us every single thing that we need. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being the head of our life. And we won't stop praying. We won't stop acknowledging that we need you, Lord. We need you in every single thing. And we thank you that you are there. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Everybody do say amen and amen again. Now, we usually have, we're going to have our announcements. I'm just going to give the announcements, you know, that I do know. We do have intercessory prayers on Monday morning. And if I'm wrong about this, you know, Apostle Tony, she'll set me straight. Monday mornings at 6 a.m. Monday mornings, we have intercessory prayer. So do join us here on this line, 845-277-9213, for intercessory prayer. I don't know what time it is in your time zone, but it's 6 a.m. Monday morning, central time zone. So whatever time zone that you're in, you know, just look to the 6 a.m. central time zone. That's what time zone we're in. I do know that we do have Saturday schools, they're on this line as well. Saturday schools are at 10 a.m., so do call on this line at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Bible study, you know, come to Bible study. This is a chance where you can ask questions. This is a chance where you can share in testimonies. You know, this is the place where we grow when we study the Bible. Remember I said we're word people, so come to Bible study, you know, study the Bible, you know, to be refreshed. It's on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., same line, 845-277-9213. And, of course, we have Sunday service. We have 10 a.m. Sunday service, and we have 2 p.m. Sunday service. Thank everyone for coming to the morning service, and thank each and every one of you for coming to the evening service. We want to recognize every single one this month that are celebrating a birthday, this month of January. If you are celebrating a birthday, you know, we just want to say happy birthday to you. I know some birthday babies. My sister, Tianda, she celebrated a birthday the beginning of the year, January the 1st. So I think everybody celebrates her birthday. So happy birthday, you know, to my older sister, Tianda. Happy birthday to you. I do know my older brother, he's celebrating a birthday this month as well. Dante, he's celebrating a birthday coming up here the 24th. My Aunt Veronica, she's celebrating a birthday here on the 23rd. DeMarion Henderson, he's celebrating on the 22nd. It's a lot of birthday, baby. My youngest daughter, oh, she's just my heart. She's celebrating a birthday on the 17th of this month. So happy birthday to you, baby. Chloe Manning, happy birthday to you. And everyone else, you know, that's celebrating a birthday in this month, you know, happy birthday to you as well. My beautiful wife, you know, we have something planned, not really just etched in stone, but I know that we are going to take some time off. My beautiful wife, you know, her birthday is on the 20th. You know, she's been letting us know that ever since February of last year. So we're going to be celebrating. I love you so much, Apostle Tawanika. You know, she's celebrating a birthday this month as well. Everyone that's celebrating their anniversary this month, you know, we just want to say happy anniversary. Our anniversary, my wife and I, we're celebrating our anniversary here this month. So, you know, we have birthday anniversary coming up around about the same time. Our anniversary is on the 26th. So we will be, we will have someone in position to bring that word. You know, Apostle Tony and I, you know, we're going to be on vacation. We're going to take some vacation time. We're going to take some time off and celebrate her birthday and celebrate our anniversary. We've been looking forward to it, and God has made a way so we can be able to do it. So happy anniversary to my beautiful wife and every single one else that's celebrating the anniversary this month. We do have a play that's coming up. The play is going to be in February, so it'll be coming up pretty soon here. I don't have the exact day in February. I want to say it's first in the beginning of February. So do get your tickets. Call us. Call us for tickets. If you are in the Houston area, we'll be doing some traveling as well. We'll be going over the road for a little while doing some shows. I want to say we're going to be out in Lufkin. We'll be out in Dallas. I think Shreveport will be there for a little while. So we are in your city. You know, do call us and, you know, get your tickets. You know, we're bringing the ministry of laughter to your neighborhood. You know, God have made a way so we can bring the minister of laughter to your neighborhood. So I believe that concludes all of our announcements for this afternoon. Yeah, I think that's it. I think that's it. And if there's anything else, my wife, she'll let me know that, okay, you missed something. But I pray that God has worked it all out. It's gift-giving time. Amen. I thank God that we get to give. You know, worship, a very important part of worship is in your gift-giving. I don't want us to miss that, you know, because if we miss that, then we miss out on a most important part of our lives as being in the body of Christ. You know, it's gift-giving. See, we get to give. We get to give because God gives seeds to the sower. So if you want to give something, if you have something that you do want to give, we have Cash App to Pastor, spelled out, Pastor Chantel, Shatell, Pastor Chantel, and give your generous offerings. You know, we thank God for you, your generous offering that you do give. If you do need other means of giving a gift, you know, you can call 832-907-820. That's my number. You can call my number here, or you can text it over to me, and I'll give you some other ways to give if you would like to give. I thank God that he gives us an opportunity to give. See, we're not required to. If you don't want to give a gift, you don't have to give a gift. But if you do want to give, you want to be in a part of the gift giving, then this is your opportunity. Amen. Okay, I think that's about it. You know, we'll go ahead on and release you. Thank you. Thank each and every one of y'all for coming to Sunday service again. We'll release the pastors. We'll release the benediction right now. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody in the whole church do say amen, amen again. God bless you. May God keep you. I pray that every single one enjoyed the word of God that went forth today. I know I did. I pray that everyone that was filled with whatever it is, you know, that God had for you. I don't know what God has for you, but I know whatever it is that you are able to receive today, I may you be filled with it in the name of Jesus. Apostle Tawanika and I, we love you. We can never love you more than God loves you. Remember that Satan, he's defeated. Jesus Christ is Lord, and we are all right. Enjoy the remainder of your Sunday. Amen.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. Bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine? Living